All right, good morning, everyone. Let's begin. So we actually left off on the beginning of Perek Dalet. Bitul Hargoshos Shelidios, literally the we'll call it nullification or really abolition of negative feelings. So first of all, he gives in the beginning of this chapter a nice little recap over the last few chapters, and says the following: Tamsis Haprokim Hakodmim. The essence of the previous chapters was the following. He says, "Hametzios ha'amitos shel Adam." So this is really just the review. The essence of the true metzios, the true essence of man, neshama shemalubash aleha guf, is that he's a soul that is clothed by a body. Kedei la'akoras azihui harogil sha'adam mezaha es atzmo kiguf shebesocho neshama. But of course, the greatest challenge he has, and he explained this in previous chapters, the greatest challenge is often that man seems to identify as a guf, as clothing, as a body that houses on the shama. Remember, again, we spend a significant amount of time on this distinction, which may sound like semantics in the beginning, but actually is quite profound. Is man a body that houses a soul, or is he a soul that is clothed by a body? And the fundamental distinction is, what does man see as the primary aspect of his identity? So the Mechaber says, of course, again, we understand that in essence, man is truly a soul that is clothed by a body. But in order to sometimes reorient ourselves, he quoted the three-step process of the Baal Shem Tov, of Hachna'a, Havdala, and Hamtaka. So Hachna'a, remember, was the breaking apart of the body and soul. Havdala was the separation. And Hamtaka is bringing them back in a sweet union. Harderech haritzuya ba'avoda, Shiluv shel Hachna'a im Havdala. As we mentioned, that our goal ultimately was to do the Hachna'a, which was the breaking apart, and the Havdala, the separation, in one fell swoop. Al yedei hadas shehi koach havdala lahavdil bein tov l'ra ubein tov l'tov yagia lahachna. It's only through the use of one's intellect does one have the ability to go ahead and truly separate between tov and ra, and ultimately between tov and ra, bein tov l'ra v'gam bein tov l'tov yagia lahachna. It's only when man uses his intellect does he have the ability to distinguish between that which is right and that which is wrong. But Adam Yeshnam Shlosha Chalokim. Man has three parts. Machshavos, Hagoshos, Ma'asim. Man has thoughts, man has feelings, man has actions. Va'avodas Ha'avdala, Tzricha Le'asos Begimol Chalokim Elu. And therefore the process of distinguishing between that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is bad, that which is good, must be done on all three of these levels. V'achilek shel ha'ma'asim mischalek l'shnayim. And even in the world of action can be broken up into two categories. Aleph, ma'asim she'en lam shayachus ka'al ha'adam, v'adam m'shayach osam elav. Remember, we spoke about this. Actions that have nothing to do with a person, but a person thinks that they're his fault. That they're my base. Ma'asim she'en sha'adam achin oseh, v'afal pikin alav ladas esagvul hadak, elu todos be'emes shayachus elav. Ve'elu todos af shenazos machamaso, enon shayachos be'emes lepulaso. And then again, there's a second category. And the second category are things that a person does, but a person has to know, again, the fine line between things that really are his responsibility and those things that are not. Last paragraph. Amnam afilu ma'ase sha'adam oseh bepoel, ima ma'ase hu tov, alav lezahos oso imatz miuso. In Hushalili, I love Lazahos Shenase in Makoach Hachitzoni Shabo, Kochos Haguf, Valohi Makoach Hapinimi Shabo, Hanishama. The last thing Machaber explained, which we learned in the previous chapters, was how a person is supposed to view that his actions reflect on him. That a person is always supposed to understand that positive actions ultimately reflect my true essence, whereas negative actions do not. Negative actions are really just, they're a part of my guf, but ultimately not a part of my true identity. Okay, so he says, "Beperek ze niskadim malos hamasim li'olam hargoshos v'avoda ribo." So now, this chapter, we're going to focus on the world of feeling and the world of emotion. So again, I will say, just in a nutshell, what everything comes down to is the following. Number one, it's very important in terms of our orientation. our orientation must ultimately be that we are primarily a neshama, and that neshama is clothed by a guf. But the clothing, the guf, does not become the primary part of who and what I am. Number one. Number two, we all do good things, we all do bad things. It's important to understand that the good that we do is a true mirror reflection of who and what we are internally, but the bad that we do is not really a reflection of what we are. The bad that we do just sometimes is a reflection of the fact that we have a goof, and sometimes that goof is frail. But when we do something negative, we should never, chas v'shalom, think that that negativity is a reflection on our identity. Fine. Now I begin the new chapter. Koach HaLevad. He espouses some very profound ideas over here. Literally, the power of being alone. Lehisnatek miragashos shalilim. To disengage from negative feelings. Ba'adam kayum olam shoragashos. Man lives in a world of emotion. In a world of emotion. He says, yeshnam anoshim shem yoser regashim. V'yeshnam pachos regashim. There are some people that are more emotional, and there are some people that are less emotional. Ninasa lenateach ulechalek as olam haragasho shel adam. So let's try to, literally, lenateach means to separate. So to separate and to distinguish in within the world of emotion of man, feelings of man. Va'az lenasos ulaharos ech polimito. See, remember, if we've seen one thing, we have to understand that in order to understand how to use, how to distance, how to separate anything, the first thing a person has to do is try to understand how this particular dynamic works. So let's first understand the world of emotion as it exists within man. Eich, he says, Eich mismodu demito. Eich mishaychim haragosho sachiyuvim la'etzem ha'ani. How do we connect the feeling, the emotions, the feelings and the emotions to the essence, to the inner eye? So how do I understand that very often my feelings are a part of my very neshama? At the same time, how do I distance negative emotion from my inner eye? And to identify them as things that are external to me from different aspects and different powers of the guf. Bichlalos, last paragraph on page Kof. In general, kochos haregesh shel adam mischalkim l'shnayim. In general, so man's emotions and feelings can be divided up into two different parts. Yeshno regesh she'adam margish biyachas lezulah. So there is a feeling that one has towards the other. V'yeshnam reshno regesh she'adam margish biyachas liatzmo. And there is a feeling that man has towards himself. Biachos lezulaso kaim regesh shal ahava v'aracha. When it comes to others, I can feel feelings of love. Ha'aracha means I hold of a person being in a certain state. Lu'umas regesh shal sino kino kavisha komakir adamakir. So we'll say so again. In the world of emotion, therefore, there are two different emotional planes. There's emotions that I feel towards others and emotions that I feel towards myself. He's first going to focus on emotions I feel towards the other. So what are the emotions I feel towards the other? It depends, right? Sometimes I could love and hold another individual. Sometimes I could hate and abhor another. Type of Kuf Aleph. Pamim Rabos. There are many times. Pamim Rabos. Hargoshos hashalilim shekayomem ba'adam klapi zulaso alulim laharos eskom mahaloch hachayim shelo im yismakid bohem. There are times where the negative feelings I have towards another could literally destroy my entire life if I allow myself to become wrapped up in them. Lidugma, let's give an example. La adam yesh ezo sichsuchim ploni. Sometimes I get into a fight with another. And what happens? Kol matarasa b'chayav hu lahazik l'sheni ad sheyismotid. And what happens? Sometimes the fight becomes so overwhelming that the entire essence of my existence comes that I'm going to destroy the individual. I'm going to fight with the individual until I triumph over them. Hulo saliach amashavar. I don't forgive all that happened. V'hu yashkiach safim zman v'kochos. I'm willing to invest money, effort, and time. She'ikar, she'ha'ikar, she'atzad ha'sheni yetzei mufsad v'yishalim amashasa. What's the ikar? The ikar is that the other person pays. I'm so angry that the I want to make the other party pay, and it doesn't matter how much time it costs me, how much money it costs me, how much of myself I have to invest in this. Hu yafsid yemei avoda, I'm willing to lose days of work. Yiskar orchei dinim ba'asaros alfei shekelim, I'll hire lawyers for tens of thousands of shekel. Ha'ikar shatzad hasheni yisbol, the ikar is what? That the other party suffer. That's the ikar. Koach hasina mutva bo kolkach chazak, the koach of hatred is embedded in me so strongly, ad she'eno misugal lihishtachrer mimenu, until I have no ability to set myself free from it. Kol machshavto nisuno rak lekach kol hayom. That's all I want to focus on. And you know, so we both say he's obviously, this is not a healthy situation. What he's referring to over here is the power of hatred, the power of hatred of the other, the power of animosity towards the other, that people, and this is maisim b'chol yom, people engage in self-destructive activity every single day in order to give it to the other. What am I getting from it? Nothing. What am I going to accomplish from it? Nothing. But l'maisa, again, I'm going to make sure that the other suffers, that the other does not, the other pays for what they did. Hadugmaos rabos umukaros. The examples are many and well known. Ninase la'amod ma'at asot ha'reyesh shekayim ba'adam klape zulaso. So we'll say, he's going to say, we're going to have to focus on how do we combat this? How do we combat this? How do we approach this? How do we offset this particular feeling? Meretz Hashem, will stop over here. We'll pick up with the remedy to this Meretz Hashem tomorrow.